The Gospel Goes to Africa. Philip was experiencing a wonderful revival in Samaria. Then the Lord supernaturally directs him into the desert to speak to just one man. That's how much God loves us as individuals, leaving the 99 to reach out to the one lost sheep, Luke 15:4. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, an African, an eunuch, a male that has been castrated, sometimes serving in the presence of females, of great authority under Candace, the title of a queen, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near, and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither, ran over to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. Isaiah 53:7-8. And the eunuch answered Philip, and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself, or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth, and began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me, or prevents me, to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, to stop. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Acts 8:26-39, King James Version. Notice, who asked the question about being baptized? Was it Philip or the eunuch? How did the eunuch know he was to be baptized? All the passage says is, Then Philip opened his mouth, and began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. Acts 8:35. So it appears that within the preaching of Jesus, that baptism was mentioned. Or it could have been that the eunuch was returning from worship in Jerusalem and had witnessed Peter preaching the sermon in which 3,000 people had repented and were instructed to be baptized for the remission of their sins. Acts 2:5, 9-10, 36-41. It seems that within the preaching of Jesus, repentance, faith, and baptism are all foundational doctrines of Christ. See Hebrews 6:1-2, Luke 24:47, Mark 16:16. The eunuch gladly received God's word and was baptized, and he went on his way rejoicing. See Acts 8:39, Acts 2:41, Acts 8:12, and verse 8. Ananias told Saul, who later was called the Apostle Paul, And now why tarriest thou? Arise, and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22:16. Is this God's word, or am I making this up? You decide.